Hi, I'm Linnea Olivares, and as the incoming chair for the ASGCT Communications Committee, I've had the pleasure of talking to all kinds of researchers at all career stages as part of our Soundbites of the Annual Meeting mini podcast series this week. Next up here as we wrap up day two at the ASGCT Annual Meeting is Dr. Ashley Cooney of the University of Iowa. Dr. Cooney recently received an ASGCT Career Development Award, supported in part by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. She's also co-chair for the Next Generation Gene and Cell Therapies for Heart, Lung, and Kidney Diseases oral abstract session today, and presented on how increasing saline tonicity enhances airway gene transfer. So CF is certainly one of the hot disease areas in gene therapy right now. In the CF Foundation's pipeline roundup, they list 14 genetic therapies in development, and that's only to start because it excludes other programs that haven't received foundation funding. So Ashley, why do you think there are so many types of gene therapy in development for CF?
So there's been a long track record in the field of CF with really powerful people who have made striking discoveries, and it's been the foundation of that that's really helped propel gene therapy for CF. And I've worked on this for about 10 years, and watching the field evolve has been really exciting. And so it's no surprise to me that there are so many treatments that are currently available.
That's great. And regardless of which therapy is first in class, what factors do you believe will yield a best-in-class CF genetic therapy?
Well, I would say that the most robust expression in the lung is adenovirus. However, there's an immune response associated with that. Certainly, the leading vectors that are also very promising are AAV and lentivirus, and those three vectors are a focus of my work.
You want to tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now?
So we've been doing some really exciting stuff in the lab, and we've found that if you simply mix these viral vectors with sodium chloride, you dramatically enhance gene transfer. And we came across this because we wanted to figure out how to boost transduction without needing an additional formulation for FDA approval. And hypertonic saline is currently used in people with CF and on a daily basis, and it's nebulized. And so our vision for a gene therapy treatment is that a nebulized viral vector would be able to transduce airway epithelia with widespread lung expression, and therefore simply formulating a virus with sodium chloride seems to be a very simple and cost-effective approach to boosting gene therapy.
We heard earlier today in the presidential symposium about the new human Boca virus vector, and as someone unaffiliated with this study, right? Yeah, but who has worked in CF gene therapy for at least said over a decade, right? What's your take on those findings, and is there any read-through to other CF gene therapy approaches or developmental candidates?
Yes, the exciting development of the Boca virus vector is truly one that everyone would think of as a great approach because it doesn't have pre-existing neutralizing antibodies. I think the Boca virus is a great approach, and it also was developed in part at the University of Iowa, and so we have some strong connections there, and we are advocating for any viral vector that will get the job done. And so that's my take on it. I think Boca virus is wonderful, and I'm excited to see which one makes it through the trials.
As are we. What markers of success will you have your eye on as more of these therapies reach the clinic in the coming months and years?
Oh, let's see. A goal with the hypertonic saline discovery is that you could deliver a lower dose to reach the same efficacy. So this hasn't been tested yet, but there are certainly a number of immune studies that we still need to do, and we still have more work to do on this, but it has implications far beyond CF gene therapy.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Cooney, for joining us. And that wraps up day two here at ASGCT. And if there are any sessions you want to rewatch or you missed, feel free to catch those on demand. They're available 30 days on the ASGCT app. All right, we'll see you here back tomorrow.